Hello?
Hello, Noel.
Yeah.
Hey, it's John, Local Splash, man.
Yeah, I'm actually not home yet. Sorry.
Okay. I'm glad you picked that. I was like wondering if there's the bad reception going on again, man, you know?
Oh.
It's okay, no worries.
No. I was just on the other line, but I wanted to kind of talk to you a little bit more about this. I don't know how comfortable I am right now making an actual payment of nearly $400 and then $300 a month thereafter. So okay. I wanna explore one other option before I make that commitment.
Okay, what do you got?
I wanna check on I have a lot of the customers that I have today.
Uh-huh.
I obtained from the local paper, believe it or not, like over 20 years ago.
Oh, no way. Okay,
and,
cool.
And I actually want to call and see what they got going in terms of advertising in the, it's called the Port Huron Times Herald.
Yeah, we're actually from that. So, again, we go up to 60, there's a part of directories, right? We go up to 60 different directories. So we get you all included with everything as well, too. So when those techs call you on Monday, they'll go ahead and put you on everything that you need to be on from there. I'll even send an email to you as soon as you're done.
If people look into the Times Herald electronically, like on, I assume people probably read these ads on the computer, you know, or the paper.
Exactly. Yep.
On the computer, they don't. I think some of them still physically pick up a paper because. You know, some people just are set in their ways, and they probably still like to sit with their coffee in the morning and read the paper.
Exactly. True that.
I know some of them don't have time for that. They just punch it in, and I know that those are good leads.
Exactly. And that's what we bring is the convenience for the people there, because everyone's using the Google. If they're not using Google, they're using Bing, Yahoo. All these directories are online that they can look up on their mobile devices. You know, if they're not on a mobile device,
You're connected with all of these?
Yeah, up
individuals.
To 60 of them. Up to 60.
Really?
Yes. I'm not lying, man. Yeah, so I'm telling you right now, once you make the payment, it's going to have an email for you to sign. You'll see the directories, some of them that are on there already, like as examples for you. I'm not lying, man. I'm not pulling your leg, okay? And when that does
you can look
through it. Yeah.
Can I be put on some of them right away?
Yeah, of course. That's what we're going to talk to you about on Monday. Yep.
So I'll be receiving calls right away. I don't want to fall too far behind on these payments without, you know, generating some sort of income.
Sure.
I don't want to have to, work on the job that I already have lined up to pay for this. I want this to pay for itself. So
yeah.
If I'm making a $400 payment to you and another $300 next month, by next month, I want to be able to make at least triple that. So I need to make, you know, $2,700 to pay for this and then also profit.
Of course.
Otherwise, it's not worth it. It's just not worth for me to do it.
I'll put it this way. And again, you know, I'm very transparent with you, man. So within the first 5 to 7 days, your directories are all submitted. All of them, all the ones that you want. Again, you're the driver on that. Okay. Now,
five to seven days from Monday?
Yeah, 5 to 7 days from Monday. You got it.
Okay.
Yeah. And then far as the reason why I said, you know, you're going to see the full fruition come through from 30 to 45 days is because that's when you're really going to start getting calls. Okay.
That's when it goes into full effect.
Exactly. That's when everything's completely said and done. There's no mishaps or anything. It's the only times from anything from there is you talking to us saying, hey, I want to run this promotion or I want to change this. That's it. But you'll be done.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll be set from there. Yeah. All right. And then also, again, the directories will be sent to you on an email. Once you make the payment, I'll show you myself. So we'll go through it. So before you sign anything on there. Sounds like a deal for you?
I'm not worried about signing anything. I'm worried about spending before.
Sure. Now, here's the thing.
You know what I mean?
I don't know about, like, from today far as the analytics, but last I spoke to you, I have it in my notes, is the only reason I know, okay? But last I spoke to you, there was like about 1,213 different searches done in your area for your service. So even if you get 1% of that, I mean, that's making up for it already. And that's, I'm telling you right now, with the service that you provide and what you're doing already, I mean, you're going to boom on this for sure. That I know. But again, I don't tell you something I don't know. I'm not going to say, hey, this is something.
I would assume what makes you different than the last, what makes you so different than them?
From like
Andy, I'm not saying that they don't have, they didn't never had good leads or good jobs that came up, but what makes you so much different than them?
So the biggest difference is one, we don't have you paying per leads or per jobs that you do. That's one huge factor right there. So
They didn't either.
Oh, okay.
They were for the whole set.
Okay, cool. So here's another thing. Another big factor is when someone's looking for your services, they have to go to Angie's List first, right? They don't, even if they Google you?
I heard from the grapevine, from customers that have called me, that they punch in, like they Google, for example, handyman.
Yeah.
And then they got hijacked by Angie's List. Angie's List popped up, and that's how they got my name. Now, they did with other contractors' names, and they called other people, but they also got my name.
Okay.
So they didn't specifically go on Angie's List website to look for me. They were on different platforms, Angie's would pop up as, with my name.
Yeah, and that's I'm like, again, I don't want to try to bash on anything.
I would assume that you guys are probably all about the same. You operate all about the same way, don't you?
No, we get you direct. So we're going to build that website for you. I have it in here for you already. So when they build the website and everything, all they're going to do is just be on regular Google. You go to search engine right now on your phone, and you go to google.com. It's only going to be you. There's no us. There's no local splash, /4/, none of that. It's just literally
But what
website.
If they look under something else? Like, what's the newer one?
There's like the Angie's. I don't know who bought a who, like Home Advisor and Angie. I don't know which one it is.
Yeah, let's say they look on Home Advisor. Am I going to pop up from you?
No, we're going to take you off of everything so that way it's directly to you. It's not going to come through local slash, not come through Angie's List. You're not paying for extra stuff that's hidden. Again, our techs are going to make sure that they're going to clean everything out for you on the web. So that way they take care of you. You're not going to have any type of extra weird stuff happening like that. And then also your dashboard is going to keep track of all of it. So you get to see it yourself and you can say, hey, listen, it's popping up for some reason on this. Like you will literally see it yourself. So if you don't like it, you cut it. If you want it, we put it on. That's just how the dashboard works on there.
That's gonna limit me. I mean, I want to be exposed to more than one than just Google. Is Google?
Yeah.
I think most people probably Google work more than any other platform.
It's the biggest platform, but we all again it. When I say directories, it's up to 60, right? So you
like
get to pick and choose.
Like Times Herald.
Right, yeah. You could say, hey, I want to be on Yahoo as well. Okay, great. We'll put you on Yahoo as well. You want to be
Is that
going to
cost me more?
No. That's already included. I didn't touch nothing for you, man.
Oh, it won't cost more?
No, not at all. This is already inclusive for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I made sure I take care of you, man. Yep.
All right. I just wanted to kind of have a chance to read that. So.
Read it over. Read it over.
Your email.
Yes, exactly. It's on that email.
Is that the actual contract?
No. So that is the actual. So the contract is going to be in terms conditions. When I send that out to you, it'll automatically send out to you once the payment is through on there. But I can literally almost read it for you if that's something that makes you a little bit more comfortable.
Well, I just don't want any fine print to come back and bite me in the ass.
Of course not. No, I get it. I get it, man. But
you know, because I haven't read anything, I'm paying. You know, I'm going to be paying you $400, and I don't even know what the agreement is. I don't have an agreement.
So the only agreement part is the 2 months to make sure you see the full effect, right? That's what we want to make sure you actually get to see. You know, during the time from beforehand, it's going to gradually get better and better and better. But once it goes to, by 2 months, man, you're going to be flourishing on that. That's what we're trying to make sure you actually, as a business owner, get to actually see. So that's what that's all about. There is no contract. After that, it's literally month to month. That way we earn your business. Like, that's how we work with all the companies. So everyone throughout the U.S. that we work with, we establish a relationship with them because we earn it. You know, if they say, hey, this is not something we want to do anymore, they cancel. As long as it's 3 days before, on business days, you give us a call, we go ahead and cancel that for you. That is the problem.
Before what?
So 3 days before your billing cycle. Yeah. So let's say as an example, okay? 4 months out, Noel, you're like, you know what? I'm not seeing the results I want to see, or something's missing here. I want to cancel. All you got to do is make sure to give us a call 3 days before your three business days before that cycle ends, so that way you can cancel. Yeah. So it's month to month. It's not, again, there's no contract on it, man. Okay. But I'm positive we're going to be okay. And again, I'm going to be your lead on your account too. So you're not only just going to talk to our management team, but also you have me as a lead as well too. So if there's any miscommunication or anything happening, or you can't get a hold of them, you can get a hold of me.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, we'll give it a shot and see what happens.
Okay. Sounds good. When are you going to be back, man? Sorry. I feel like I'm intruding on your beach day with the kids, man. So sorry.
No, we just pulled up. So I had to go in my work van to get in the wallet, so that's got it.
Okay.
So gotcha. I have an Amazon card. It's a Chase Amazon.
Amazon card. We could do, so the only cards we can accept is MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover. That's the only ones we got here.
This is a Visa.
Visa? Okay.
It is a Visa.
Okay. And then the name is exactly the same, right? Noel Dedda?
Yes.
D E D D E H, correct?
Correct.
Okay. The phone number is the same. Is the address exactly the same for your billing address on this?
Yeah.
1301 Briarwood Drive, Port Huron.
Yeah, nothing's changed.
Okay. Cool. All right. I'm ready for the number.
There would be something funny going on if it was different.
Yeah. And hey, again, I don't forget my people that I take care of. Okay. No. So when you talk to the techs on Monday, you let them know that you don't want to put your address on the map, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. So I'm ready for the card number when you are.
4147-4001-6326-1512.
I'm going to read that back.
7 of 24.
7 of 24.
086.
086. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, so once before I put this through, I'm going to make sure I'm going to verify everything on my end over here, okay? Just give me 2 seconds here, okay? I want to make sure you're not anything different, okay? That looks good. All right, they're going to have a security question set up for you, but you get to choose. You could do either mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or first pet name.
We can do the first pet name.
First pet name it is. All right, what is first pet name?
Joey.
Joey? Really? J-O-Y, J-O-E-Y?
Yep. I had a son, Conyer, who was a little parrot. And I've had him since he was 2 weeks old and hand-fed.
Wow. There you go, man. You know, I had
he was so much fun. Oh. Then I had my first child. He went crazy. Became very possessive. So I had to give him back where I bought him from.
Did you really?
Yeah. But my daughter had him for 7 years. Then my first daughter was born and he just flipped out. It wasn't fair to him because he would, that's a long story. I wonder if he's still alive.
they're family, man, you know? Like, I lost my dog recently, an English bulldog. I don't even get into it, man. It gets me sad, to be honest. But it sucks, man. They're our family. I don't care. When people are like, oh, you're crying over your dog, man. Hey, he's a big part of my life, you know? He's my best friend.
Sure.
All right, partner. So I'm going to go ahead and process this payment. It's going to come out to $398, like I promised, okay? No taxes involved or anything, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I guess it's worth a shot, you know. I wasn't happy with Angie's list. They were too expensive, though, man. They were like $500. I'm thinking, my God.
What the heck?
It's hard for me to even make that payment.
Yeah, no, we want to make sure you get your ROI, you get your return on your investment there. All right, I want to make sure something didn't go through. Maybe I misspelled it on my end over here, Noel.
NOELDEDDEH.
Yep.
Do you want to tell me what the number is? Make sure you got the right, what it didn't go through?
I think it was my end over here. I didn't put it through right, man. Let's try that again. Hold up. Make sure I got everything here, Lisa. All right, it doesn't save your card number, man. All right, do apologize. I'm going to do this card number one more time and the security code only, okay? I got everything else here for you.
All right, ready?
I'm ready for you.
4147 4001 6326 1512 086.
All right, I'm going to read this back to you just in case, okay? Yeah, 4147-4001-6326-151-2086.
Mm-hmm. Now, 086 is a three-digit security code. You know that, right?
086. Oh, I'm getting wrong now. Yeah, so I got that in the back, and it got July of 2024, right?
Yeah.
Boom. All right. Let me make sure that goes through here. Pet name. Boom, boom, boom. Oh. That's there.
Hold on.
Huh. No one is not going through, man. What the heck?
Not going through?
Yeah, I don't know what's happening there. Make sure I have that all set for you. And just let you know, Joe, I'm taking care of you off the clock here, man. I wanted to make sure I take care of you, you know?
Yeah, I know. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course, man, of course. Okay.
Go ahead, sir.
Sure.
I don't know why it's not going through, though. It should. You know, it's a good card. It's linked to my bank account, and it's through Chase, and it's a Visa. It's an Amazon Visa card through Chase. So I know it's good because
yeah,
it hasn't expired. I haven't canceled it. Why it's not going through is kind of weird. It's good.
My end here. It's because I know as soon as it goes through, it'll send you an email and me an email to make sure that I go over the terms and conditions that I was going to promise to go over with you, you know, show you that I'm not joking. We go up to 60 different directories there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do this, man. If I make a promise to you that I'll go ahead and make sure to reserve this spot because I don't want no one else taking the spot, man. That would really piss me off. So I'm going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go ahead and try to put in – I'm going to text my manager at my end over here because I'm pretty high up, man. So this is one of those weird, odd cases there. I will go ahead and make sure your spot was reserved. Is it all right if I call you on Monday then just to make sure to get this payment through? I want to make sure you're not losing your spot. I gotta make a few phone calls on my end.
Yeah. It's fine. Do that. Monday morning around 9:10 is probably the best time. 9 a.m.
Yeah. I'm gonna give you a call before they do, because they're gonna go over all that the magic and everything like that, man. Yeah, so I wanna make sure I give them enough time. So I'll just take.
I'm gonna have a very busy week next week, so I'll have my phone on me the whole time. I have to stay in touch with customers, and I'll be alone working, so I'll have my phone. I'll hear it. I am working. No, it's going to be Tuesday. I'm working in that area where my phone doesn't work good. Monday, I should be fine. Monday, I will be north of here, so it should be okay. It should come in. I think you'd be all right for Monday. But if you call, like, around, we're like, the same time, right? You're Eastern.
Yeah, I'm East Coast, man. Yeah.
Yeah, so you're at 9 o'clock or 9:30 would be the best time to call.
9:30 my time? Okay. I'm so surprised. I don't know why that's not going. I don't know. Because I definitely typed it in right that time. I'll tell you that much. Yeah. Zip code 48060?
48060.
Yeah.
You've got my spelling right, NOELDEDDEH.
Better believe I do. Yep.
What other information is there? Just kind of give me all the info. Make sure it's right.
Yeah, yeah. I want to make sure. So you don't have a company name on that card as well, too. It's just Noel. Yeah, right? Okay, good. 1301 Briarwood Drive, Port Huron, Michigan 84. Yeah, I got the same freaking thing. What the heck? Huh.
Well,
all right. I'm gonna try this one last time, and if it doesn't go through, then again, I'll give you a call. Just make sure you have your phone on you on Monday at 9:30. I'll give you a call and make sure it pops through. And I'll promise that this spot won't be taken, okay? Because
I will. The only
today. Yeah.
Okay. The only thing that might happen is my son is like he gets up early like I do.
Okay.
And he likes to grab my phone and watch his little. So sometimes, but I'm usually right there, so I'll hear it. He usually gives it to me, but sometimes he'll just decline it.
Oh, okay. So, well, how about
don't
this?
Don't call once. Call more than once if you can't get through the first time.
Okay. All right. No, well, let's do this one last try. Just maybe hopefully a third time's a charm over here, but I want to make sure, man, because, again, if I talk to my manager, I don't want to go through this whole thing. Do you mind if we try this one last time here?
No, go ahead.
All right, let's do it one more time.
Yeah, try it as many times as you want. I mean, it's got to work. I don't know why.
Okay. All right, what's the number he got?
Want me to give you the number again?
Yeah, it never saves your information, buddy. I got you.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay. Hang on, let me grab it. 4147-4001-6326-1512.
Right, and then 068, yeah?
086. 086. 2024? You just make sure you look at it.
I got you working,
yeah,
man.
July of 24.
Okay, just making sure. All right.
You know what? You know what I'll do is I'll call them too, and make sure the card is good because I'm pretty sure it's still good. It should be. I mean, if it's not expired, I haven't canceled it, and there's no reason for them to cancel it. It's just one of those cards I don't really use. I've got like four or five cards.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's safe too, man. Yeah, I feel you.
I just don't use it. You know, I use it sparingly here and there. Usually when I order on Amazon, but I don't order much.
You cracked me up, man. I swear.
I don't like ordering online. You know, you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, I tell you that much right now. Hey, look at
I've ordered stuff, and they sent me two duplicates of it and charged me twice.
No, did they really?
They've done that more than once. It's happened to me more than once. And they're not little items, you know. They're like $186, $200.
Yep. See, that's not right, man, you know? All right, listen, I got this payment through finally. I don't know. Maybe I was just tapping it in. I have no freaking clue on this one. But
well, you got it.
Now, let's go ahead and do this. I want to make sure that you're able to look at on the email there. It should be an email for you.
Yeah, I'll look at it.
Yeah, does it?
I'll look at it when after I shower and settle down. Okay. I'll get on my phone.
All right. All you need to do, it's going to be under terms and conditions. You're going to scroll to the bottom of that, and you're going to need to sign the terms and conditions on there. And you'll see everything we talked about. There's nothing different, okay?
So this is something not what you texted me earlier or emailed me earlier. This is something new.
Correct. Yes, sir.
It's a text or it's an email?
It's going to be in through an email.
Okay. So I should have two emails from you. One that you sent me before and then another one just now.
Yeah, I was going to say, you probably have a few emails from me, man. I feel like I'm spamming you now.
Okay. I'll check them out. I'll look over everything. And
okay, good, good. And again, you have my number too, man, so don't ever hesitate to give me a call, okay?
Right. Cool.
Hey, Noel, have a wonderful weekend. Welcome to the Local Splash, man. We'll take care of you, all right?
All right, thanks.
All right, take care.
Bye.